Presenting Wasn't Funny the First Time, Facebook Statuses Live, a self-involved sit-down stand-up special that didn't need to exist, but does anyway. Sorry. I'm glad the ability to do cartwheels isn't as important in adult life as I once assumed it would be. I never know how to take it when people tell me I'm wise beyond my ears. Those action-adventure shows always get me so worked up. It's why I don't watch Murder, She Wrote before bed. Rare glimpse into Chris' thought processes. Upon finding car won't start in store parking lot, first thought is not, hope I have jumper cables, or better call for road service, but this. Well, I can survive for at least 2 or 3 days on the stuff I just bought, but then what? There's an ingredients list on the label of the sack of sweet potatoes I bought that reads, ingredients, sweet potatoes. I could have figured. Here's to you, uncostumed middle-aged women, trick-or-treating in groups of 3 and 4 with one token child shared among you. May your pillowcases overflow. On Thanksgiving, I was joined on my morning walk by 20 wild turkeys from the nearby creek. Friday and Saturday mornings, none. I tried to warn them, guys. Sifting through past 7 years of status updates is pretty bizarre. I had forgotten all about my Parisian mime phase and brief stint in the Hell's Angels. Not to brag on my own outdoorsiness, but I can usually tell if it's poison ivy within a day or so of pulling it all out by hand without checking first. I voted, guys. So if you think we might disagree on some stuff, you're going to want to do the same, to cancel out all my opinions. Grandma watching John Tesh special on PBS. Guessing we're not technically related. In lieu of developing regular adult beard-trimming skills, I pretty much just alternate between looking homeless and 14. Rode bicycle without tipping over or careening off hillside, counting this weekend a success. At 3:17 this morning, received typo-ridden drunk text from strange number asking if I am Geo Thuglove. Sorry, no. I haven't used that name in years. When meeting a stranger, my 15-month-old niece and I have comparable verbal skills. But for some reason, it's cute when she just keeps saying hi over and over, and weird when I do it. I don't have any immediate plans to become a drug kingpin, but I did just order a track phone. So, we'll see. According to Just Discovered Baby Book, I laughed for the first time at 3 months. It was an obscure inside joke that I never bothered explaining. If you need to look busy to keep people from talking to you, feel free to pull this up on your phone screen and act like you're reading it. FYI, I just added 30 days to my track phone, so the earliest I can possibly be a non-shady character is March 26th. Did you know you can still buy animal crackers even if you don't have kids? They don't card or anything. Still in that awkward phase between birth and having a sandwich named in my honor. Upon much reflection, I've realized that the hallmark of a Chris joke is that 50-75% of people hearing it think there must be some extra piece of information necessary for it to make sense. On rainy days, I make lots of inside jokes. Too late, emoji. I've already adapted to tilting my head 90 degrees whenever I make facial expressions in real life. A keyboard that self-destructs as soon as it notices that you're using it to type baby bump. Sound advice, I'm sure, but this never putting all my eggs in one basket really complicates grocery shopping. I'm constantly depositing eggs in different carts and trusting strangers to meet me at checkout. I'm whatever personality type doesn't take online quizzes, and I didn't even need an online quiz to tell me that. If I requested your Facebook friendship from the tiny screen of a smartphone, there's a 97% chance I didn't mean to, and I'm now panicking. California's drought is only getting droughtier. Letting the lawn stay dead doesn't trouble me much, but I'll be darned if I'm going to stop chasing neighbors off with hoses. I mostly think of my phone as a bulky life alert button that might come in handy if I ever get stabbed. No calls, please. In honor of Arbor Day, I'm digging up all the neighbors' flowers and planting acorns. Free Mother's Day idea. Pass out lotto scratchers to every mom you encounter today, quote, because motherhood is the ultimate gamble, end quote. Never know if you'll get a winner or a dud. And then other times you go out right after a shower, feeling at the height of your spiffiness, and immediately get mistaken for a homeless man. I'm developing an app called Timber that will make it easier to find out which people standing near you are about to fall over. One of my brothers can build you a great-looking house. The other can wire up all the electricity, making it bright and temperate. And then I can hole up in your spare room to write pithy Facebook posts, emerging occasionally to check your cupboards for graham crackers. The full, deluxe Wilcox Boys package. 3 different skill sets, 1 great team. Woke up with a David Hasselhoff song in my head. Low blow, Friday. 2 roads diverged in a wood, so I waited there a while to see which way the chatty people would go, and then I chose the other one. Sometimes, I Google Chris Wilcox, see how many others around the world share the same name, and feel incredibly small. But then I remind myself that most of the others probably didn't replace one of those rubber flapper things in a toilet tank a couple weeks back, and I feel like a big shot again. Appreciate all the birthday messages yesterday, but really all I did was pop out. Not that impressive when you think about it. Plus, that was years ago. How much longer do I want to skate by on the accomplishments of a fetus? More photos of you making the same facial expression in slightly different settings, please. It's why we're here. According to personality typology, the fictional characters I'm most similar to are Gandalf, Mr. Miyagi, Sherlock Holmes, Dr. House, and Michael Corleone. So this could go any number of ways. Facebook is where you go to be surprised by the casual racism of acquaintances who seem cool enough in person. About halfway into your selfie album, I stop imagining you as you appear in the photos and start imagining you holding a big dumb device in front of your head all the time. Wow, you really have your life together. I can tell because you're wearing sunglasses. I don't meditate, but I do stop what I'm doing every few minutes to think about sandwiches. Most of my status updates are more popular with women. I vacillate between assuming women are more active on Facebook and wondering if I'm somehow assembling words in an especially womanly way. I'm not saying your life isn't pretty good already, but imagine how much better it'd be if you had lots of photos of you inconveniencing famous people. think this refrigerator might be on its way out, so don't be surprised if I show up on your doorstep with raw chicken. There's no I in chrysanthemum. This isn't like a morally instructive saying. I just don't want you to misspell the word. Since stores no longer respect the separation of holidays, I'm not going to either. Just a couple weeks until I dress up like a turkey and ask neighbors to drop icicle lights into my pillowcase. I'm getting so little FaceTime on these televised debates that I might end up having to suspend my campaign. Alumni notes. Chris Wilcox, Kresge, 08, spends much of his time attempting to spin modest achievements into sprawling blurbs about himself for alumni newsletters. It's the night before Halloween, and the home phone line has suddenly gone dead. This is just like one of those scary movies where you have to deal with a phone company. They call me the Cat Whisperer. As long as I whisper the thing the cat was about to do anyway, it always works. Sending opinionated letters to school district regarding joy of children. I am against. You? To ensure we talk again, I've been ending all conversations with, "What happened next will shock you." It doesn't work great. Presently engaged in the reading of all original Sherlock Holmes stories. Biggest takeaway so far is that instead of calling myself a guy who doesn't get out much or have people over, I can start calling myself a most retiring gentleman. I've never been photographed with Santa Claus, which can only mean dot dot dot. Look, if you're going to pull 3 lemons out of your bag, you'll have to juggle them while we watch. Fair is fair. Even if you meet an older couple named Mary and Joe, the odds of them being the biblical one are pretty slim. Still, just in case, it's worth asking if an ox attended the birth of her firstborn. Just finished with the Sherlock Holmes canon, so I am aware of pop culture up to the First World War. Please give me until 2115 to figure out what this Star Wars thing is. Pardon the lack of selfies. I'm still trying to come to terms with the fact that I have a face. Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight, folks. Appreciate that. Bye.